It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I don't care where you travel in this country. As I've heard in recent weeks from farmers in places like Wisconsin and Michigan and Arkansas, Ohio, North Carolina, Colorado, places we've traveled to visit with farmers and ranchers, there's a lot of pressure on the business, simply because the prices need to be better for these costs of doing business. Well, the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they want to try to help you, producers, by extending the life of your equipment and helping you avoid costly breakdowns. With products like Mystic JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, Mystic JT6 Grease, the JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid. Put together, that's the family of lubricants they call Lubrication Domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. mysticlubes.com. You might be surprised how some of that lottery money that does not go to the winners gets spent within your state. Now, some states still call it an education lottery, as a portion of the state's take presumably goes to help schools and provide scholarships. That's in some states. In Nebraska, some of the money the state gets to keep actually goes to the Nebraska State Fair. We often see this in the stock market. What appears to be good news for a company is construed as bad news by the stock traders. Huge Midwest employer Caterpillar Incorporated yesterday reported its best third quarter profit per share in the company's history. But its shares fell sharply, dropping more than 7%. Now, Cat reported third quarter sales went up 18%. And yes, the earnings for the construction equipment manufacturer climbed, but Cat did not raise its guidance on future earnings, and that apparently left investors disappointed. So the stock of the Illinois-based company fell about $10 a share. From This Week in Agribusiness, the president is going to drop in one more visit in the Midwest this Saturday. In addition to his previously announced stop in southern Illinois for a rally at the town of Murfreesboro, now he's going to speak to the members of the FFA as they've gathered for their national convention of that youth organization in Indianapolis. Donald Trump, who will be accompanied by his agriculture secretary, Sonny Perdue, will not be the first president of the United States to address the FFA. President Harry Truman, back in 1957, went to the convention in his home state when it was held back in Kansas City, back when it was still known as the Future Farmers of America. And later, Presidents Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, and George H.W. Bush appeared in person before the young people of the FFA. Those three wrapped-up, camouflaged, mid-sized pickup trucks going down the expressway in Detroit yesterday turned some heads. Auto industry experts believe one of them was the much-anticipated 2020 Jeep Scrambler. Well, they don't have the name on it yet, but that's what it may be called. The exterior, though wrapped up, resembled a Wrangler, essentially a four-door Wrangler Unlimited SUV with a pickup bed. Yeah, it would have a removable top and a roll cage, making the Scrambler the only convertible pickup truck out on the road. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.